On the evening, April 25th, the Knights of Columbus officers will meet in the hall at 7 p.m. The prayer group will start meeting on May 5th. They will meet every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome. Effective Pentecost weekend, May 22nd and 23rd, Bishop Parks will lift general dispensation for attending Mass and holy days of obligation. Please see the bulletin for more details or go to dosb.org. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we've placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. Mass intentions for this morning are for Helen and Walter Breslin. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Thank you. Almighty, ever-living God, lead us to share the joys of heaven, so that humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Celebrate the vocation, and then we also need to think about our own call What is that God, that call that I have received from God? And how do I cherish it? How do I, you know, share that gift, that call God has given me? And you know, today as we have, you know, received, as you are here from the gospel reading, the Good Shepherd Sunday, it's a beautiful reading. And it, you know, it talks about the Good Shepherd, how the Good Shepherd cares for me. Good Shepherd lays down his life for, you know, for the sheep. And you know, it shows us how strong and solid our relationship with Jesus, you know, how he cares for each one of us. And you know, a few years back when I was in Israel, you know, we were in a group and we had a guide and all that, and then we had an interesting guy, you know, in the group, and he used to ask questions all the time, all kinds of questions, you know, a very interesting man. And like whenever, you know, we go there and hear, you know, like he asks questions to the guide and the guide, you know, translate to the other guy, and, you know. And it was so interesting. And I remember one time we found, you know, we saw a few shepherds, you know, on the hillside, and you know, like, and then he was so curious, and he was, you know, he wanted to ask, and we were asking questions too. And you know, one of the questions I remember that he asked was, you know, this, you know, like the first one he said, you know, like, hey, you're a shepherd, and will you lay down your life for the sheep? You know, all these sheep, you know, will you lay down your life? And you know, maybe this guy, I don't know where he was, hired worker, what he did, but you know, he was a little bit of reluctant to say, you know, I will lay down my life for the sheep and all that. Like Jesus, he was not able to say, you know, give a good answer, you know, like he was a little bit of reluctant, you know, like, lay down your life for the sheep, what do you mean, like, you know? And and the next question, you know, that he asked was, you know, like, does your sheep listen to your voice? And he said right away, yes, they listen, they know me, they hear my voice, and they, you know, like wherever I am, as soon as they hear my voice, they lift their head and they look and they follow. You know, it's so beautiful, you know. And you know, like, so that is what is. But Jesus said in today's gospel, you know, what he said is, I am the good shepherd. There is something special in that. I have come not just to love you, to care for you. I am even ready to lay down my life for you. And that is what he did, right? That is what he did. He was ready to give, and he was not just talking about this. He did it literally in his life because he loves us. He wants to bring us, you know, the redemption. He wants to bring us salvation. And he wants to make us closer to God, every one of us. You know, all his flock, take them and make them closer to God and experience God's love, God's kindness, God's compassion. You know, that is what the Good Shepherd, and he wants to share that with us. And he wants to tell us how much he cares for us, how much he loves us, the Good Shepherd Jesus, how much he loves us. Sometimes, you know, like, we don't even know. Like, you can just imagine sometimes you have your own pet at home, right? And you will do anything for them the moment they will come, and you, like you will do. And it is much more than that, you know, that relationship. And, you know, like, that is where we also need to remember about our own call. As I said at the beginning of my homily, you know, like, we have, you know, a call. God has given us a call, a vocation. And Jesus' call, he knew what it was. He came, he said in today's gospel, at the end of the gospel, we heard, I have power to lay it down, the power to take it again. And this command I received from my Father, and I lay down my life for you. You know, that is what he did. And therefore, let's think about our own call. What is your call? What is your vocation? You know, like, I'm a priest. I'm a priest for, you know, like 21 years. And, you know, like, altogether, maybe, you know, like 33 years of, you know, altogether with my formation, everything I was, you know, with my call. I received my call and I was just putting into this, like, almost so many years, you know, that's my life. And I enjoy my priesthood, you know, and I love my priesthood, you know. And therefore, you know, like, every one of you, you have your own call. Your call as a father, your call as a mother, your call as a parent. You're called as a friend. You're called as a brother. You're called as a sister. You're called as a teacher. You're called as a doctor. And you know, like every field, you know, all those fields, you know, we are all called to do for a certain things in our life. And you are called as a parishioner. You know, like you are part of this family, parish family. And you know, okay, God calls us, God tells us certain things to tell you, you know, hey, you are called to do these things. These are the things that you need to do in your parish family. You know, like I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you. And that is why, you know, look at, you know, in our church, we have so many wonderful people here to work day and night to make our liturgy and music and, like, music and ministry and everything, you know, like, and the catechism and the RCIM program and everything. This all beautiful ministry that we are called to do. And, you know, like, and you do that. I know how committed, you know, like, most of the people, you know, are here. You know, like, it's not just your treasure. Your treasure, your time, and your talent, you just sacrifice it. You give it. You give it freely. When you give it freely, you receive it. You receive it much more than. That is what happened to Jesus. Jesus just gave his life, and he did not lose anything by giving his life. He received much more in return. He received the resurrection. He received the glory with God. And that is what happens when you give. When you give, you receive much more than you expect. In any life, in any vocation, in any court, when you give, if you are not giving there is something wrong there. If you just want to receive, only receive and receive, receive, you know, like, there is something wrong, right? There is really something wrong. And that is why, you know, like, when we prepare, when I prepare the marriage couple, you know, like, when I talk to them sometimes, you know, I tell them, only just one thing I tell them, you know, like, it's very important thing. Like, you know, so many things we talk sometimes, this is very important. I tell them always, you know, in your life, in your relationship, like, the moment or the day you ask your loved one, what have you done for me? That is the day you need to go for a counseling. What have you done for me? That is the day you really need to go for a counseling. Instead of asking what have you done for me, we should ask what else can I do for you? What else can I do for you? That is the way it should be. And when you give, when you share, when you give like that, you will experience more joy in your life, more peace, more happiness, you know, comes to your life. But instead of holding it on, everything is for me, what he can give me, what I can, you know, what I receive is more important. Like, there, we cannot find any joy there. We cannot find any peace there. We cannot find any happiness there. And that is what Jesus gives us. Jesus tells us, you know, in giving, you will never lose anything. You will gain. You will receive, you know. And therefore, give and give and give. Wherever it is, whatever it is, with your God, with your relationship, in your family life, you know, anywhere, you know, wherever you are put, wherever God has called you, when you give, you receive much more than, you know, you expect. Beyond your expectation, you know, you receive. With your knowledge, sometimes, you know, like you do, I said, oh, yeah, I do so many things for this and I don't see anything. No, you see. You may not see that in your life, but God bestows blessing maybe with your loved ones or maybe with your family members who really need your help. You know, by your giving, they receive it. God gives. God is not a God who just wants to hold on. He wants to give and share. That is what you're also called to do. You know, when your family life, when you invest, that is your investment, giving. Now, whatever it is, that is the great investment that you can do for your life. And therefore, let us start giving and giving and giving. And then you experience more peace, more joy, and more happiness in your life.
Mommy.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.
Thank you.
pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in this Paschal mystery, so that a renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation. At all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to love you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of all the fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy every land, every people, exult in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take these, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. To be in your presence and minister to you, humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy, whom also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, in especially we let us remember all the deceased members of our own family. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, the dear apostles, peace I give you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Thank you.
By the precious blood of your Son, we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for a minute. At the end of the month, usually we have the renewal of the wedding vows, right? So anybody who are celebrating their wedding anniversaries this month? Nobody for this mass, huh? Yeah, we had quite a few couples for the other masses, so yeah, it's okay, that's fine. Anybody celebrating their birthday this month? One, two, anybody? Yeah, please stand so that we can see who was celebrating birthday and we can see.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.